How many knows that he can still perform a miracle today?
Oh, yeah.
One of these days, Brother Simmons, you're going to get up and you can walk again. Amen. It don't take nothing but 5 minutes and you can be healed. Amen. I still believe he's in the healing business. How about you? He's not dead. I said God's not dead. We got a world that thinks he's gone out of business, that he can't save no more. Amen. That he can't raise the dead anymore. But I serve a God that can. How about you? Come on now. I serve a God that in 5 minutes, he can open the eyes of the blind. At the fire conference, Brother Savage said, all these miracles that Jack Coe saw, and everyone said, it's over. No. We serve a God that can still do it today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms. Chapter 39. And we're going to start with verse 12 and go into Psalms 40. Amen. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Two of you got it. How about the rest of you? Verse 12 says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Psalms 40 and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry, and he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he put, and he hath put a what? A new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Amen. I want to talk to you today about a horrible pit. How many was there? Nobody? Just one? Just two? Just three? How many really was there? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, around January time, everyone says we start our New Year's resolutions. How many know that? And we start our New Year's resolution saying, well, this year, I'm going to do better. This year, I'm going to get saved. This year, I'm going to do what's right. So they do that, but no longer than they do that, they wind up back in the place they were. Why is that? Anybody know?
Come on now.
It's because we didn't get dedicated when we prayed at the altar. Anybody say amen?
Yeah.
Come on. Hallelujah. In this verse here of chapter 40 in verse 2, I looked at I ain't very good with English, so the Syriac and the Arabic translation of this verse.
Yeah.
And it says, the pit of perdition and the mud of corruption. How many know that sin corrupts our lives? Sin likes to bring us down like the devil does. The devil don't want you to serve God. Hello? The devil wants you to serve him. But sin is black. Sin wants to destroy your life. Alcohol and drugs destroy everybody's life when we go down that way. Young people, if I can tell you one thing that I have experienced, I know that alcohol and drugs will destroy you. I can tell you from my personal testimony. For 20 years, amen, I was an atheist. For 20 long years. But 5 years ago, I found this altar. Amen. And I've never been the same since. When you get saved, amen, you change. The worldly church down the road says you keep on sinning. You change. Amen. Your thinking changes. Your thinking changes. Your motives change. And for some people, it was supposed to be all, but our clothes change. Our clothes change. Our thinking changes. Everything about us is supposed to change. You know, sin is painted as beautiful. You know, if you go out and sin now, it's fine. You know, it's okay. Sin every day. That's what the once saved, always saved tells us. It doesn't matter how we live. Amen. But there's no depth that God can reach our hearts. God is an awesome God. How many know that? How many has experienced that in your life, that He is awesome? Amen. You know, a firefighter, when they go in, what do? They save you from the fire.
Yeah.
Amen. Do they save you or do they keep you in it?
Yeah.
When a fireman goes in, he saves you from the fire. Amen. And he brings you out of that horrible pit.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Psalms 38 and 3 says, there are no rest in my bones because of my sin. There is no rest for the one who lives in sin. If we live in sin every day, there's no rest in our bones. I heard a story one day that the bones continued to ache because he knew he was not right with God. How many wants to be right with God tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To know where we're going. About a month ago, I was at home. My wife was sleeping, as she does so great at doing. Well, it was Sunday. But I never take a Sunday nap. That's just me. I never have, and I probably never will. So I was there. And I was, my wife was sleeping, everybody was sleeping, and it was sound. And I felt the Lord tell me something.
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, thus saith the Lord, there is a hell.
Yeah, sure.
Out of the blue.
So
I came to tell somebody in this congregation, regardless of how long you've been in church, regardless of how many times you said you've been saved, there is a hell.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me or not, but if you keep playing with sin, you'll find out, won't you? Raise your hand if you believe that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on,
Brother Tim.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I still believe there's a hell. I still believe there's a heaven. How about you?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Psalms 107 and 14 says, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and he break their bands in sunder. And Jesus can still bring anybody out of darkness today.
Yeah.
Someone asked me some time ago, what is your ministry, what is your theme? I said, I only got one theme, and that's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. To me, there's no other message but Jesus Christ, because He saved me, and He can save this whole wide world.
Yeah.
Say amen if you believe me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's a story I heard about this father and a son. There were some men in the backyard digging up this septic tank. And they found, and they forgot to close the hole off of the septic tank. So there was this boy had a dog. And this boy, he really loved, he only had this dog as a friend. He had nothing else. So the dog began to run in the backyard, and he fell all the way down in that hole. A horrible pit.
Come on,
the father said, if you love that dog like you say you do, you go get him. Amen. So he said, all right, I'll find a way. So he went to his father's garage. He got a long ladder, and he put it down in the pit. And the boy went, climbed down the ladder, and he's found his the dog. But as he was picked the dog up and taking him back up, he was biting at him, all delirious and snapping at him. But he pulled him up out of that horrible pit and out from the depth.
Yeah.
Come on now. Out from harm. You know, that's how it is with us when we was in sin. We was not good to the Lord. We talked bad about him. Yeah. We wasn't no good for nothing because God didn't do nothing for us.
On,
but
God.
If we looked at it this way, he picked us up out of a horrible pit. Amen. And that's how it's got to be because he picked us up. Amen. Ain't you glad that he picked you up?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't you glad that you were so lost that you couldn't see your way out?
Yeah.
I have a feeling ain't none of y'all been picked up tonight. But I came to tell you, he picked me up and he set my feet on a solid rock. Amen. Ain't you glad you're saved? Huh? Ain't you glad you're redeemed? I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that he picked me up out of a horrible pit. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm saved, that I'm washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, because he's our only help. The devil don't love you. The devil can't help you like Jesus can. Amen. It's all through Jesus Christ. Amen. Worship the Lord. Raise your hands and let's praise the Lord that we're saved.